Well, then without further ado, I'll turn it over to you, Steve.
Okay. Well, I guess this is our ninth presentation, public presentation. And I was not present for the previous eight, but I read the transcripts. Looks like you guys had a lively discussion. And notice it was about 100 pages of transcripts, and about every other page I was thrown under the bus by my own guys, but that was a lot. And I saw that you guys deviated all over the place, which, you know, I'm going to try to keep it to the CMR project tonight. However the conversation goes, we'll try to entertain the questions, try to answer them as best we can, and again, try to follow up where necessary. So, again, my name is Steve Fong. I am on the CMRR project for the federal team. The CMRR project, let's first go over that. That's a chemistry and metallurgy research project replacement. We'll be using that acronym throughout tonight, as well as LANL, Los Alamos National Laboratory. We're exactly that. We are a replacement project for an in-kind chemistry facility at the laboratory located at TA3, which is sort of in the downtown area of Los Alamos. It's our mission to replace the capabilities down the road nearby at TA55, and that's down to the east. Our project supports basically all special nuclear material capabilities at the laboratory. We've been a project since about 2002, so it's been some time. We're going to replace CMR with one facility with two facilities. The first facility is the Radiological Laboratory Utility Office Building, or what we'll call, sometimes you'll hear it, RULOB or RAD Lab. And then there's the main facility, is the nuclear facility. We'll detail each one of these, Rick will, later on, specifically on the ins and outs of the facility later in the presentation. The first facility, the RAD Lab, or RULOB, is the first one out. We've just recently completed the shell of that facility, the building shell, and now we're in the mission phase to equip that facility. It provides us immediate capabilities in about 2013 to start replacing some of the missions that are assigned and carried on at the CMR facility. We'll move everybody in about 2011, and then about late 2012, 2013, we're going to start up operations. That's when we should be ready to go. It's radiological operations. We have a radiological lab, 19,500 square feet of radiological lab space. It's office space for 350 people. We are consolidating training space that we currently have. We have lease space in the town, which our trainers are providing the classroom experience, but we're moving that to the fourth floor, and we'll talk a little bit about that a bit later. As I said, that facility is essentially complete. We requested the administrator of NNSA for what we call a project closeout and trying to close off that phase. And we have, since July, been starting up in the execution space for the equipment installation phase. And Rick will detail off what that might mean. The nuclear facility is our HAZCAT 2 Security Cat 1 is what we label a nuclear facility. That's where most of the chemistry operations occur. It houses a storage facility for 6 metric tons, 22,500 square feet of lab space, and all the equipment that's associated with it. You know, why two facilities is probably a good question. Again, the radiological space, you would say, is an order of magnitude less in terms of cost. So we tried to pull out all the efficiencies and as we could so that we can contain costs, and also provides us, again, the assurance that we can bring in some chemistry capabilities early in the process. The CMR project, the CMR facility, is at its end of its life, so we are trying to make sure that we have continuity of operations and capabilities. This is the area at TA-55, slightly looking to the east, kind of to the north. We have the existing facility, the plutonium facility that's in existence. The facility that's to the far right is our RULOB facility, or our RAD Lab facility, which the shell is constructed. And right now, the CMR facility, a nuclear facility, is simply in paper in design. So that's in design space. There's nothing there at this time. It is essentially a laydown area that's been graded away to assist our construction for the radiological space. Our programmatic requirements for this facility over the years has been under review and has been under study for many years, but essentially it's the same mission that we've been assigned from year to year to year. We've had many independent external reviews. However, if you look backwards in times, the amount of square footage, the programmatic space, the capabilities we're providing are all the same. This year, we received $97 million. Next year, the administration's request is at $22.5. That president's request will then go to Congress, is at Congress, and it's, we're going to be going through a large budget cycle and try to figure out what exactly is the figure for 11. But basically, that is enough for us to continue on with our design and start getting ready for the execution of the core nuclear facility. Our direction is essentially the same. They want us to complete the rad lab, which we have in terms of the building shell, and now we're moving into the equipment phase. And we're slightly ahead of schedule, and Rick was going to probably touch into a little bit more details of where we're actually at along the way in REI. Or what, the REI is another acronym. It's their RULOB equipment installation phase. We are studying whether or not to see if we can bring in the entire project in by 2020, construction complete and operations by 2022. That's not been set. That's under study. But that's kind of the gauge in which we're vectoring in for it towards the end. Again, the nuclear facility is in final design. We've completed preliminary design, and we are about to embark on final design. We have the request in to begin to go into final design here this fiscal year. Our technical certainty in terms of making sure that we have the right requirements has been externally reviewed in-house, and it's been externally reviewed at great lengths with the Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board. And I think we're basically aligned in terms of those requirements. We don't see those requirements changing in terms of our safety set and which we need to incorporate into the design. So we're pretty confident that we're ready to go to embark on into final design. Again, the budget in terms of what we need to get going in 11 and the out years, out in the public, it's now to Congress for them to decide. The nuclear posture review, I hear it's sometime this month, and I'm not sure if anybody else has heard anything elsewise, but it's been slipping over this past year, but I hear this is the month that it's going to be released. And that should set the stage nationally also about whether or not and how CMRO plays in sort of the larger programmatic mission for the complex. Again, there's a little bit of a broken record, but I wanted to put this up to basically say the requirement set has not changed. Again, year after year, our key mission is to provide that analytical chemistry and materials characterization support. We do have our storage facility, 6 metric tons. That has not gone up or gone down. It's been staying the same. It's the same. Provide the capability for large vessel handling. We have that space identified, but we're not equipping it. We're providing square footage space in our nuclear facility for that. And basically support the capabilities that the current CMR provides. One of the unique things about CMR is we have the opportunity to do this right. We've built in a lot of flexibility into our laboratory space. So as our needs change, we can realign our nuclear laboratories with some ease, as opposed to some of the older facilities, which it's rather difficult to do. We have a design life in which we're a service life, what we're designing to this for the next 50 years. And there's basically a lot of specialty equipment that goes into both, not only the radiological facility, but the nuclear facility itself. So there's a lot going on there. Again, in the just an overall timeline, in 2000, we embarked at CD0. That basically said, go ahead and get into conceptual design, develop the concept. In 2005, our mission set in terms of alternatives were selected and said that decision basically said, go begin preliminary design, figure out what your performance requirements are for this facility. We started in 2005 because we knew what we wanted in terms of the non-nuclear space, the radiological space. We embarked on the radiological facility, which we've just completed its shell. And you can see right here in 2009, in July, we started the equipment phase. We've been through a number of administrations on this since 2002. And again, the thought was, where do we stand with the nuclear facility? And the preliminary design did take some time. We had to make sure that everything was aligned in terms of our mission requirements, our programmatic requirements, make sure that we're bringing the right capabilities in which fits the overall NNSS strategy. This year, nuclear posture review and the final design authorization, those are our big events for this year. Future years, we will finish the radiological, we'll begin the staff move-in for our rad lab occupants, start moving people out from CMR to the radiological facility. We have a number of other baseline packages which we'll detail out in other slides, so I'm going to defer back to that. But again, the thought is, and at least at this point, try to a full plan up of construction complete in 2020 and turnover operations in 2022. Now we're going to get into the details. I'm going to ask Rick to come up, and then we'll, after Rick's done, then we'll get into answering questions and answers for questions.